You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that Stewart International Airport in the Southern Hudson Valley doubled its passenger volume this year from April 2017. Over 50,000 people used the airport in the last month, compared to 25,303 a year earlier. Norwegian Air added flights to Europe, and Allegiant Air expanded service over the past year. Norwegian flies to 5 European cities, and Allegiant flies year-round to 3 Florida cities and has seasonal service to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Cargo tonnage through Stewart grew 25% at the beginning of the year, from 6,005 tons last year to 7,516 this year. You can read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News Network. Jimmy Vielkind reports for Politico that Cynthia Nixon arrived at the state's Democratic Convention May 23rd, even though she doubts she'll get the 25% of votes there to win a ballot spot in a primary against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Quote, "I'm not a protest candidate," Nixon told reporters. Quote, "I'm a viable candidate who is really running hard for the Democratic nomination. And that's why I'm here, to say this is my party too. I'm not afraid and I'm here. You can't shut me out," end quote. Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is expected to endorse Cuomo at the convention. Quote, "Andrew Cuomo will get many endorsements," Nixon said. Quote, "As the dynastic two-term incumbent governor, that's not surprising," end quote. You can read the full story at Politico. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that after the Ulster Democratic Committee endorsed retired State Trooper Juan Figueroa May 21st for sheriff, current Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarcombe said he will force a primary election to retain his seat. Van Blarcombe has taken conservative positions recently about gun ownership, sanctuary cities, the National Football League, and other issues, while Figueroa has opinions that more closely align with Democrats. The four-term incumbent Democrat already has the conservative endorsement, so he will be on the November ballot regardless of the primary result with Figueroa. Republicans have endorsed Van Blarcombe before, and Ulster County Republican Party Chairman Roger Rasko said they will do so again this year. Quote, "Our county and several communities in the area that have been deemed as among the safest communities in the country. I am not aware of any problems in the sheriff's office or the jail operations," Rasko said. Quote, "I think Paul has served with dignity. He is a professional and is deserving of another term," end quote. You can read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News Network. Nick Reisman at New York State of Politics reports that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, is fundraising in New York City May 29th with House Speaker Paul Ryan. Tickets are $1,000 per person or $2,700 for a sponsor for the Closed to the Press event. It is being held at an unannounced Midtown Manhattan location, and attendees must RSVP with their date of birth, quote, "for security purposes." I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.